Arthur Ford. He was an American medium and founder of the International General Assembly of Spiritualists. Ford emerged as a trance medium when he claimed that the spirit Fletcher would be his guide for the rest of his life and appeared in trance sessions. Arthur Conan Doyle, who attended one of Ford's conferences in Britain, said, "One of the most amazing things I've ever seen in 41 years of psychic experience was the Arthur Ford show." In spite of an affection for spiritualism and morphine, Arthur Ford impressed many people with his capacities, which allowed him to rub shoulders with important members of paranormal organizations. Arthur Ford, during a trance in which Fletcher was present, announced that a woman he had not seen before was eager to say a few words. "She tells me that she is the mother of Harry Weiss, known as Houdini." According to him, this lady had told him that for many years her son had expected a word from her, and that if he received the agreed word, the spirit of Houdini would communicate through his code. The word is forgive, which was supposed to be known only by Bess. Arthur Ford wrote a letter to Houdini's widow, and she said that forgive was the word her husband had expected from his mother all his life, but it had come too late. Arthur Ford saw in this communication the possibility of unveiling the Houdini Code, the pact established between Houdini, already deceased, and his widow, which consisted of 10 words that had been used in one of his first tricks and that nobody except he and she could know, and it was jealously guarded in a strongbox. Bess offered a reward of $10,000 to the medium who managed to receive the message with the mysterious code. Arthur Ford wrote again to Houdini's widow with a message of 10 words obtained during 8 sessions that lasted for weeks. Each word had a numerical equivalent which in turn represented the position of a letter in the alphabet. Bess certified the authenticity of the message, but shortly afterwards, all these affirmations were denied, since Bess affirmed that everything was correct while being under the effects of strong drugs due to a fall she had suffered. As a result of the popular pressure, Bess publicly retracted and asked not to try to contact her after her death. Years later, Arthur Ford was prosecuted by his own congregation, accused of fraudulent practices, and he ended up being definitively ceased of his functions. Based on this real character, we have created our own Arthur Ford. First, we have made him blind because of a strong ocular infection. And besides, we attribute to him some qualities of a Spanish citizen, Joaquin Maria Argamasilla, who claimed to have X-ray vision, which allowed him to read messages enclosed in metal boxes and the divination of the hour marked by the hands of a watch, covered by a sphere and hidden in a pocket, while he covered his eyes with a handkerchief. His skills earned him the reputation of a psychic, and after being studied by Spanish and French scientists, he went to the United States to test his pretended and well-publicized X-ray vision. But he was uncovered by Houdini, who knew more than one technique to look slyly beneath the blindfold. The disgrace in which Argamasilla fell forced him to withdraw from the scene, claiming, of course, a sudden loss of his powers.